Prosecutors have agreed to drop disorderly conduct charges against Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates. Gates was arrested at his house almost a week ago after police showed up to investigate a report of someone trying to break into his Cambridge home. But as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, dropping the charges might not put an end to the controversy surrounding police treatment of Gates, one of the nation's preeminent African-American scholars.
The arrest of Henry Louis Gates Jr. outside his home in Cambridge has drawn worldwide attention. The story about a famous black professor being arrested by a white police officer in liberal Cambridge has become a flashpoint in the debate about post-Obama race relations. Here's Gates, an expert on race, accusing someone of racism. So perhaps it's not surprising that the Cambridge Police Department was seeking to drop the criminal charges yesterday, 6 days after the arrest.
We don't believe that either Professor Gates or the Cambridge Police Department had their best day on Thursday.
Kelly Downs is a spokeswoman for the Cambridge Police Department.
We don't think that either Professor Gates and his many accomplishments or those of the Cambridge Police Department or the arresting officer should be judged on this particular incident.
One of Gates' attorneys, Walter Prince, says he spoke with the Cambridge Police Department before they decided to ask prosecutors to drop the charges.
I believe that the matter has been resolved at this juncture and both sides are satisfied.
Everyone except his client. Gates told the Boston Globe yesterday that he wants an apology from the officer who arrested him. Here he is talking to the Globe.
I was treated horrendously by Sergeant Crowley, and I was Crowleyed.
Sergeant James Crowley arrested Gates outside his home on Thursday, and his police report has provided many details of the arrest. It contradicts Gates' version of events. No one disputes that Gates arrived at his home in the middle of the day. When he couldn't get in, he forced the door open, and that's when a neighbor called the police, worried he was breaking in. What happened next depends on who you ask. Gates says the police officer walked into his house and asked for identification. Gates says he handed over his driver's license and didn't get upset until the police officer asked him to step outside. The police report, however, says Gates was indignant from the start, refusing to show any identification and accusing the police officer of racism. The report describes Gates following the officer outside, demanding his name and badge number. In his report, Sergeant Crowley says he'd already given Gates that information. Again, here's Gates.
The police report is full of this man's broad imagination. The only reason I was upset is that he defied the law by not giving me his name and badge number, and every citizen has a right to that.
Even if Gates did get upset, some argue that's not enough to justify his arrest. Boston University criminal justice professor Tom Nolan says it's standard operating procedure for cops. The former Boston police officer says this sort of thing happened to him on many occasions.
The last thing they want to do is to arrest somebody for a disorderly person charge in the middle of a street over what is turned out to be an escalating confrontation. But they saw it, in their experience, in their judgment, and hopefully their wisdom, as the only way to bring this incident to a conclusion.
Criminal justice may have its newest and most notable scholar. Professor Gates has spent the last several years tracing the genetic lineage of famous African Americans. Yesterday, he told the Boston Globe he wants to study racial profiling. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.